Chapter 1. When I stepped out into the bright sunlight from the darkness of the movie house, I had only two things on my mind: Paul Newman and a ride home. I was wishing I looked like Paul Newman. He looks tough, and I don't. But I guess my own looks aren't so bad. I have light brown, almost red hair, and greenish-gray eyes. I wish they were more gray, because I hate most guys that have green eyes. But I have to be content with what I have. My hair is longer than a lot of boys wear theirs, squared off in back and long at the front and sides. But I am a greaser, and most of my neighborhood rarely bothers to get a haircut. Besides, I look better with long hair. I had a long walk home and no company, but I usually loan it anyway for no reason except that I like to watch movies undisturbed so I can get into them and live them with the actors. When I see a movie with someone, it's kind of uncomfortable, like having someone read your book over your shoulder. I'm different that way. I mean, my second oldest brother, Soda, who is 16 going on 17, never cracks a book at all. And my oldest brother, Daryl, who we call Darry, works too long and hard to be interested in a story or drawing a picture. So I'm not like them. And nobody in our gang digs movies and books the way I do. For a while there, I thought I was the only person in the world that did. So I loaned it. Soda tries to understand, at least, which is more than Darry does. But then Soda is different from anybody. He understands everything, almost. Like, he's never hollering at me all the time the way Darry is, or treating me as if I was 6 instead of 14. I love Soda more than I've ever loved anyone, even Mom and Dad. He's always happy-go-lucky and grinning, while Darry's hard and firm and rarely grins at all. But then, Darry's gone through a lot in his 20 years, grown up too fast. Soda Pop will never grow up at all. I don't know which way's the best. I'll find out one of these days. Anyway, I went on walking home, thinking about the movie, and then suddenly wishing I had some company. Greasers can't walk alone too much or they'll get jumped, or someone will come by and scream, "Greaser!" at them, which doesn't make you feel too hot, if you know what I mean. We get jumped by the Socias. I'm not sure how you spell it, but it's the abbreviation for the Socials, the Jet Set, the West Side Rich Kids. It's like the term greaser, which is used to class all us boys on the East Side. We're poorer than the Socias in the middle class. I reckon we're wilder, too. Not like the Socias, who jump greasers and wreck houses and throw beer blasts for kicks and get editorials in the paper for being a public disgrace one day and an asset to society the next. Greasers are almost like hoods. We steal things and drive old souped-up cars and hold up gas stations and have a gang fight once in a while. I don't mean I do things like that. Darry would kill me if I got into trouble with the police. Since Mom and Dad were killed in an auto wreck, the three of us get to stay together only as long as we behave. So Soda and I stay out of trouble as much as we can. And we're careful not to get caught when we can't. I only mean that most greasers do things like that. Just like we wear our hair long and dress in blue jeans and t-shirts, or leave our shirt tails out and wear leather jackets and tennis shoes or boots. I'm not saying that either Socias or greasers are better. That's just the way things are. I could have waited to go to the movies until Darry or Soda Pop got off work. They would have gone with me or driven me there or walked along, although Soda just can't sit still long enough to enjoy a movie, and they bore Darry to death. Darry thinks his life is enough without inspecting other people's. Or I could have gotten one of the gang to come along, one of the four boys Darry and Soda and I have grown up with and consider family. We're almost as close as brothers. When you grow up in a tight-knit neighborhood like ours, you get to know each other real well. If I had thought about it, I could have called Derry and he would have come by on his way home and picked me up. Or Two-Bit Matthews, one of our gang, would have come to get me in his car if I'd asked him. But sometimes I just don't use my head. It drives my brother Derry nuts when I do stuff like that, 'cause I'm supposed to be smart. I make good grades and have a high IQ and everything, but I don't use my head. Besides, I like walking. I about decided I didn't like it so much, though, when I spotted that red Corvair trailing me. I was almost 2 blocks from home then, so I started walking a little faster. I had never been jumped, but I had seen Johnny after 4 socias got hold of him, and it wasn't pretty. Johnny was scared of his own shadow after that. Johnny was 16 then. I knew it wasn't any use, though, the fast walking, I mean. Even before the Corvair pulled up beside me and 5 socias got out, I got pretty scared. I'm kind of small for 14, even though I have a good build, and those guys were bigger than me. I automatically hitched my thumbs in my jeans and slouched, wondering if I could get away if I made a break for it. I remember Johnny, his face all cut up and bruised, and I remember how he had cried when we found him, half conscious in the corner lot. Johnny had it awful rough at home. It took a lot to make him cry. I was sweating something fierce, although I was cold. I could feel my palms getting clammy and the perspiration running down my back. I get like that when I'm real scared. I glanced around for a pop bottle or a stick or something. Steve Randall, Soda's best buddy, had once held off 4 guys with a busted pop bottle, but there was nothing. So I stood there like a bump on a log while they surrounded me. I don't use my head. They walked around slowly, silently, smiling. "Hey, Grease," one said in an over-friendly voice. "We're gonna do you a favor, Greaser. We're gonna cut all that long, greasy hair off.